About a mother of a five-year-old boy. She's speaking out about a gap in the provincial child care system that has left her family without daycare following her son's diagnosis of ADHD. Shelley O'Keefe says she's been unable to find care for her child since the Paradise Daycare she was relying on informed her they could no longer care for her son due to a lack of inclusive training employees at the establishment. I reached out to Shelley, and she tells us what happened.
My son was diagnosed with ADHD there about 2 years ago. So he has been in daycares before he started in kindergarten, and this has happened before with a previous daycare. We basically, me and his dad received an email yesterday that he was suspended from his daycare with no notice, no anything. Me and his father both work full-time. So they told us that he was suspended because they didn't have an inclusion worker to help him, whereas before that, they told us they did have an inclusion worker, and then all of a sudden, they didn't have one. They said it was because of his previous incidents that they were suspending him. They were well aware that he was diagnosed with ADHD in September when he started the after-school program because we filled out the forms, told them about his medical history and all that stuff. So we were quite surprised when we received an email saying that because of his ADHD, he was no longer to be cared for at his after-school program.
What kind of inconvenience is this for you and your family?
Well, me and his father are separated. We're in different houses, but we both work full time. And I mean, where they gave no notice yesterday at 2 o'clock when I picked my children up from school, I had nowhere to put them. So they had to come to work with me yesterday. But for the other days, we can't find anybody to care for them. And the hard part is that I've been calling around to other after school programs. And because my son diagnosed with ADHD, in order to get him into an after-school program, they have to have an inclusion worker on site. And that is the issue that we're having, is that it's such a delay to get him into a daycare that right now, like, my job is on the line because I have nobody to watch my son.
What's your next move? Have you responded to the daycare saying, like, you're really leaving us in a bad way?
The worst thing is that I went back to them after they sent me the email in regards to suspending him. He's only 5 years old. So explaining to him that he was no longer allowed to go there, he was actually okay with it because of the way that his situation was being handled. But I went back at the daycare yesterday when they sent me that email and said to them, like, this is not fair. He's 5 years old. We were told you had an inclusion worker. So the worst part is that I feel like he is kind of pinpointed, I guess would be the word, where he has a diagnosis of ADHD. I find that he's singled out a lot. So, of course, they would call me constantly to come pick him up. Even if I got there, he would be sitting in the corner playing gently with his toys and he was calm, but they still made me take him home. I mean, when I leave work, I don't get paid for those hours that I'm not there.
It also speaks to a larger issue about the availability of inclusion workers or maybe even the early childhood education program. Perhaps there needs to be more education for these workers. What are your thoughts on that?
That's exactly my point, and that's why I contacted you guys. There is a huge lack of inclusion workers, and I posted on Facebook yesterday in regards to saying that the ECE program needs to have a lot more in it to help these people with spectrum children because they don't know how to handle the situation. My son was being isolated from his peers when he was having an issue. Instead of dealing with the issue, they were isolating him, calling me to come pick him up. There just needs to be a lot more done. Like, there's something wrong with the system. And there's so many parents that agreed with me on Facebook that have children that are on the spectrum that are unable to find childcare or have been fighting, even with the school system, have been fighting to get help for their children. I'm trying to kind of have a voice for these kids that are on the spectrum that are unable to find childcare or unable to get the help that they need. We're the adults. We're supposed to be the ones there to help them. And this this failed. It failed my son. It's failing other people's children. And something definitely needs to be done about the programs that the ECE workers are put through in school. Like, there should be something, because, I mean, ADHD is a lot more now than it used to be. Like, it's a thing that's everywhere. They should have the education to deal with these children.
And that's Shelley O'Keefe. She is the mother of a 5-year-old boy who's on the ADHD spectrum, and she's been having a difficult time finding a daycare service that has employees on staff that have inclusive learning training.